All right, I am juggling a couple of things here, but we should have James from Nudge and John Pasathis. How did I go there pronouncing that? You there, Tim?
Pretty good.
It was okay? It was okay?
Yeah.
Now,
kia ora,
good morning. Now, you guys have collaborated on some music. It's been a long time in the works, approximately 10 years. You got a brand new song out today. Can you tell us about your work together and this little creative project that you've got going?
Yeah, kia ora. It's release day today of a track called Calls Me, which is the Nudge and John Sarthis. And we just did it a long time ago, and now's the right time to release, because, you know, we were just talking about the Dark Arts vinyl just off air there. You know, we recorded it in the same sessions, but didn't put it out with that album, and now it's sort of come out as I guess we put out that track with Troy Kingi a couple of years ago, here Orete, which was like a collaboration track, and so we've put this out as kind of another one in that series of collaborations. So it's the Nudge and John, and just a sort of a single release on its own, not part of an album, but we're just. It's, you know, something a bit different from the Nudge, and we're just really proud of the collaboration and the way it sounds, and it just kind of exists in the world as a solo entity, which is really exciting.
Now, John, what was your hand in this project?
Well, I was getting to know the Nudge. I think it was actually more like 12 years ago when we kicked this off, but through various, you know, interactions with other artists and so on. And Eduaya and James and Ryan were working on this track, and they basically just reached out to me and said, hey, do you want to have a listen to this? We're not quite sure how to kind of finish it. Do you have any thoughts? And it's quite nice when those things are pretty casual, you know, like not too formal or whatever. And so I had to listen to it, and like all of these things, it really comes down to whether you connect, because I'm stepping into like an institution, you know, which is the Nudge. They've been together for a long time. They know each other. They know how each other thinks, but I'm the outsider. So when you hear something, it's really about if your instinct connects with it. And mine did with the song. I really loved it. I really loved the vibe of the song. And I instantly had some thoughts, you know, about what might work. So I started trying some things out, and we went from there.
Now, there's, I guess it kind of goes beyond just a band on the track, right? What other elements have been utilized on this particular song?
Well, we brought in some strings, you know, because they seem to suit the vibe. There's a flute in there. That's Lucian Johnson, a great artist in his own right, playing the flute. Then we had gamelan in there. We had, that's the Indonesian percussion orchestra just playing really quietly at the end and really beautifully blended with the band. And I'm pretty sure it's like vibraphone in there. Yeah, so it was just a kind of weird collection of elements that seemed to really want to work together as a sound.
It is, the credits list is enormous. Does it, having so much going on in a song, make it harder to get a finished product?
Well, I think I mean, there's, I guess, in the world of orchestration, and John would know much more about this, but you sort of utilize all of these different elements to tell a single tale or some multiple motifs through the music. And I kind of love how the orchestration at the end sort of brings in these, you know, it's quite a strong melody, but there's some identity in all of those instruments as well. And then really peaks at this one point towards the end when the strings, when everyone's playing together. And I think, that's a real art form of composition that John brings to the end section, which a band, you know, can only do with lots of layers but an orchestra can do all at once, you know, and it's quite an exciting piece, but it's probably one of those reasons why you won't hear this live, you know, much. It would have to be a very special occasion, because, you know, we just love how it sounds recorded, that this is the piece and this is the way to listen to it, you know.
Excellent. So The Nudge calls me out today. Where can people find it?
You can find it on all the streaming platforms, and it's a digital release, so just check it out there. But also, we made a really beautiful music video that's based over in Bali, and it's by Ready Steady Studios, some friends of ours who went over to Bali and filmed a day in the life of this a friend that we made when we were over there, Kumang. And yeah, it's a nice way to listen to the song, to check out that video as well.
Excellent. John Pisathis and James from Nudge, thank you very much for chatting to BFM Breakfast this morning. Let's give The Nudge a bit of a hoon, and also that invitation to come and play at BFM is open. Okay, all right, let's just tee that up. Awesome. Next time The Nudge are in town.
All right, yeah,
thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
All right, cheers team.
Yeah.